I'm not an anti-Legite.
You're an anti-Legite.
I've just had a son that never played.
Well, I thought I'd bring out the big guns to convince you as to why to watch our favourite show.
Lego Masters. And its chief nerd is Hamish Blake. Hello, Hamish.
Of all the intros I've had, this is my favourite.
I thought Blockman was the biggest nerd, but all right, Hamish, it's all yours. Now tell me though, because I'm dying to know.
He's the biggest nerd. I'm the chief nerd.
Okay,
let's
chief
get
nerd.
Let's get our titles correct.
Do you love it though? You're a Lego boy, aren't you?
I'm a Lego boy. My hands are, four fingers are moulded into a claw that opposes my other claw on the other side of my head.
No, you're right. You've got a much better haircut.
Yeah, that's debatable. But, I'm like the regular level, you know, mum and dad Lego fan.
Yeah.
I suppose it's like on the plate as a kid. Then you get back into it when you're a parent and you're like, oh, yeah, Lego's great. Like, you have a moment where when you're shopping for Lego again as a parent, you're like, yeah, I remember all this. This is great. And then, so you kind of have a second childhood. So that's been my journey through Lego. And then obviously now that I have been surrounded by Lego Masters, my Lego knowledge has boomed since the show.
Well, you know, it's fascinating because it's killing the ratings, as you would well know. Like, people are loving it right across the country. I'm curious to know, though, when they came to you and they said, hey, Hamish, we've got this show, this concept is... We have some people, they build Lego on TV, you're hosting. Did you think someone was extracting the urine, so to speak, at the time?
No. I mean, I was interested because I was like, great, if you can do this for a TV show, that's a great result. Like, if you can think of a way to make this a TV show, that's terrific. But yeah, like, early days when I first had the idea, like, you know, it could have been at people's houses. It could have been, I don't know, going around to conventions and watching people. So, a lot of different ways that you could have scummed that cat. So, to kind of sit down with the producers and the people that make the show and kind of get their idea of what they wanted to look like and what they wanted the tone to be, and then to get to work on it for a few months, because this is like the first time we've done it, so to kind of help create the tone and think about the things that we would and wouldn't do on the show, that was a lot of fun. And after that, I probably got a bit more confident in the idea that this could be something that might be appropriate for television.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm probably a bit upset. I actually presumed it would be in real time, Hamish.
Yeah, I mean, Channel 9 they'd be up. I mean, a digital channel could be up for it. Just a 15-hour show.
15-hour show. Yeah, look, it is amazing. Congratulations on that too, because you took a risk yourself, even as a host, to get on a show like this. Because when I was coming, we had quite a few conversations about it, knowing it'll go mad, but I didn't think it'd be this big.
No, I mean, and look, I'm not really sure what, like, you guys would know. Like, ratings are fine, but it's not, you know, you just hope that enough people watch a show that you kind of get to do it again, or that it's been a worthwhile venture for all the people whose job this is. But really, like, just the fact that people are watching and are enjoying it, that's, you know, that is the whole fun of doing it. So it's lovely that people are into it.
And, you know, as a dad, you must be racing home to Sonny and going, hey, mate, look what Daddy can do. You're getting all these fantastic tips and looking like a hero, Dad, in front of Sonny.
I know. I thought that would be the case, but honestly, like, well, way before this was a show, like, I was like, yeah, 50% of the reason that kind of got me to start thinking about it was like, well, if you know, if this is a good thing and I can pull this off,
yep,
and be part of this and this show works, I should be a hero to my 4-year-old. But I think as I told him so much, I talked it up so much, like, well, this is what, you know, I think I just went early trying to impress him.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, well, Dad's on a Lego show. You're never going to get what Dad's going to do. Guess what Dad's going to do today? He's off to play Lego. Well, that's pretty cool for a dad, isn't it? And I think I just overplayed that hand. So then when I took him in to show him the room, I was like, well, here you go. What do you reckon? And he just sort of looked at me and was like, yeah, I know, you've been talking about it for months.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I get it.
Don't you love that? It's like, no matter what you do, it's like, yeah, you've told me about 8 times.
It just met his expectations. He was like, yes, I understand. The weirdest thing I could have done was to not show him Lego. So he was like, hey, all right, as promised.
Well, Hamish,
it's kind of backfired, unfortunately.
It's great to talk to you. We hope that you will support us in our new TV show as much as we're supporting you. Tanya and I want to get IKEA Masters.
Oh, AKA Divorce Masters.
Sorry. So true.
I've just had a street sweeper drive past me then, for anyone that's playing along at home. So it's pretty glamorous out here in TV land, walking the dirty streets.
All right. Well, listen, as Steve said, good luck, continued success, and thanks for chatting. Take care of you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There's Hamish Blake on Lego Masters. Yep.
That IKEA master's going to kill it.
I think so.
Just you and me at home getting videoed, putting stuff together.
Yeah.
That's all we can afford.